Hey everybody, my name is Craig Stew, and I am Dunce number two.
My name is Richard, and I'm Dunce number one.
And I'm Casca, the cool one, but he was three.
And you're listening to Disney Dunces. Well, I guess let's just jump right into it. So, thanks everybody for joining into our first episode here of the Disney Dunces. Again, my name is Craig Stew, and I'm joined here by Richard and Casca. You guys could say hi again, because...
Hello.
I'm the cool one.
He's the cool... Apparently the cool one. And so this is going to be a podcast where we just discuss Disney movies. But any Disney movie is up for grabs. We can do anything from the entire Disney catalog. But I don't think we plan on doing anything like Star Wars or Marvel.
Let's just jump into the movie. Let's not date this.
Well, this is the first episode.
Let's not date this. Let's just get in it.
No. I think we do have to have just like a 10-second thing saying this is a podcast in which we discuss any and all Disney movies.
That's what the description for is on iTunes.
This is the first episode,
don't date it.
And I think people need to get to know what they're getting into.
No. Each time we just say any and all Disney movies, and this week we are watching.
That's all media. That's all media now.
You know what? I think that you've wasted more of our time than we would have if we just went
I don't think that's true at all.
No, I think it's true.
I don't think that's even kind of true.
So, I guess we're gonna start discussing our first movie for the Disney Does This podcast, which I'm really excited about. I hope you guys are really excited about it, too. This movie is called Cadet Kelly. It was a Disney Channel original movie from, I want to say, 2004?
2002. Wrong. 2002. Yeah. Suck it.
2002.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Apparently
I
there's only one
I didn't take good notes.
Brainiacs here. Got to rewrite the show,
if
I think.
You
Let's go
had
back
cared,
and do the intro, I think.
If you had cared to do your research on the movie, Craig of Craig
really?
Stuff. Any research at all, or even just going to Russian YouTube, which was Soldat Kelly 2002.mp4,
right there,
you would have known.
Title. Not that I went there, because that would be illegal.
No, I just Googled Cadet Kelly online, and it was the first link.
Shouldn't have done that.
So, I don't know where else. Actually, I could have paid for it
I
on Amazon.
A DVD,
did you?
In there. I bought it years ago. I've had it for a while.
Was it your sister's?
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay.
It was a good movie. It's one of my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I can honestly say it's not a Disney Channel original movie that I did see as a child.
You had a miserable childhood.
I watched plenty. I've seen, Halloween Town.
Yeah, gross.
But but no, not this one. So
I've watched plenty. I've seen Halloween
Town.
The
worst one, and then he stopped. I don't blame him.
I think I've seen the other ones.
Oh.
A couple.
Oh.
I think I've seen the
please,
other
please,
ones.
Please. Elaborate.
All right. Well, no, we don't need to talk about Halloween
I think we
Town.
Can. No, I know. I don't want to talk about. No.
No, we don't need you to elaborate on Halloween
Town.
We've gone
past Halloween Town. What name one other?
Let's see. Wait. The Camp Rock. I'm pretty sure I saw Camp Rock.
Camp Rock?
That was with
the Jack,
that
Black,
the Jack
movie
Black
and
movie?
Theaters?
No. Camp Rock was the one with Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato?
It was around the time of the High School Musical movies, which I think I don't think I saw those. Yeah, I definitely didn't see those.
Oh, the Jonas Man is in
yes,
there.
Yes, the Jonas
no
Brothers are in
there. Saw
the
it.
All three
all
of them.
All Joe Bros.
The Joe Bros.
Yeah.
All the Joe Bros.
Yeah.
All the Joe Boys.
Yeah, well...
And,
I guess that's a big jump, I feel like.
Yeah.
No, we'll give it to him.
No, we'll give it to him. I'm just saying.
Congratulations,
he
Craig.
Saw, well, I guess why he missed Cadet Kelly. Cause
what about the one with the kids in the basketball?
Luck of
the
Irish.
They were just giving spoilers. It's not called,
it's called
Luck
of
the
Irish.
I'm thinking they were Jews. It was like they were Jewish kids.
Luck of the Irish.
And they played basketball.
Against the Leprechaun.
And it was.
Luck of the Irish.
Walt Disney.
Oh!
Walt Disney would
You're
be rolling
back
in
home.
His grave
yeah,
right
it's a
now.
Good movie. Luck of the Irish.
That's it was something. Then they played it on Hanukkah. I think it was Hanukkah.
You sure
it
wasn't St. Patrick's Day, buddy? Because it was a movie with the leprechauns.
It wasn't leprechauns.
Luck of the Irish.
I don't remember.
Oh, I did tell you. You're going to challenge me to a baby basketball. It's a good movie. I know what we're watching next. H.E. Double Hockey Sticks. Okay. Also very good.
Full Court Miracle.
Full Court Miracle.
That was the movie. Isn't that the one? Isn't that, did you look it up? Is that it?
Yeah, I went to Google and I searched Jewish Disney movie, and apparently Full Court Miracle is the most recognizable Jewish Disney movie they've done.
I wasn't lying.
Google Luck of the Irish. I was also not lying. It's a great movie.
Did they also play basketball? Yeah,
that is
that
a
one?
Basketball movie about fighting leprechauns.
If you want to talk about an Irish movie, we got to talk about Darby O'Gill and the Little
Can
People.
Can you tell me about that one? I've never heard
of that.
Is that movie
with Lil... Is the movie with Lil Bow Wow, like Mike, is that Disney?
I don't know.
If it is, there's a lot of basketball movies. All right, I think we should move on to actually discussing the film, because we're almost like 6 minutes in.
Kind of like what we were doing better, but we could do that.
We should probably discuss. We all watched the movie, I hope. I know I did. I watched it like last week, though, so it's not as fresh in my mind. In my mind, as I assume it is in
yours. That hurts, because you're the designated driver, so take us on this adventure.
Well, I'm the one who has three and a quarter pages of notes. So
I watched it in, I guess what you could maybe consider two sittings. I started watching on my desktop computer.
Okay.
And then about halfway through, I switched to my laptop, and I was just falling asleep in bed.
Sounds like...
I have three lines of notes on my notepad, and I have three lines of notes in an email.
Yeah. No, sounds like I'm glad I didn't pick you, because you're falling asleep at the wheel. We would have never made it to the end. Yeah. You'd crash our trolley.
I watched the whole thing in one sitting, you know, as you're supposed to do with a movie. Unless you're watching it in school, then you watch it over the course of a week.
Well, it's not... like poo-poo on people who can't sit through 2 hours of greatness. I've seen this movie years ago, and it's all fresh in my mind. I don't need to watch it again. We're good. All
right. Well, let's jump right into it. So, basically,
wait, didn't watch it?
I did years ago.
You didn't. You were supposed to watch it again.
I've seen it so many times. Don't worry. I'm gonna follow.
I gave you the link.
Yeah, I know. I got the link. I read the title.
Whoa! This is messed up.
What's messed up?
That you didn't even watch the movie.
Quiz me on any part of that movie right now. A double dog dare you.
Okay, yeah. who did Hilary Duff's character compare the man character to?
The man character?
Which boy band?
Yep. NSYNC.
His name was Chet. Bull fucking shit.
NSYNC.
Lucky fucking NSYNC. Guess.
What kind of... Her girlfriend says something along the lines of he's more into Rolling Stones.
And what did they? What My kind goodness. Of musicians did they say NSYNC was?
Rock.
Fuck.
Yeah. Woo!
Here goes one of my notes.
I've seen this movie a lot, bitch. Try me. I'm sorry. This is the Disney dunces plus their very smart friend. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to the idiots. Would you like to speak your names? Yeah, we don't need them. We don't need them. We don't need them. Please. No, Craig, please. We're back on the trolley. Take us through. Movie opens.
Okay.
We get the cutscene. One Girl Revolution. Am I wrong?
It does play One Woo! Girl Revolution. It does.
Boom, twice. Which, plays it twice.
Which,
go on.
Which we will see come back. It comes full circle. That's
reprised.
All. And the movie basically starts off, she's playing with these, she's doing like a ribbon dance with her friend, and some kind of thing's going on. It's playing, that One Girl Revolution song, and then you see her father, who's like this clumsy, goofy guy, and he's like, hey, I'm a goofy, fun-loving dad. And
he's a goofy, fun-loving dad because he loves his dirty hot dog water.
What?
He loves his dirty hot dog water. He makes a point of that. Tell me I'm wrong.
I you know what? I missed
you
that.
You missed that part.
You know,
they're eating from fucking food carts, Craig.
They're eating from food carts, and they're getting dirty hot dog water all over themselves.
And not to mention, this man also makes his daughter pay for it. He doesn't have the money to afford it.
I don't remember that part. But I specifically remember afterwards, they try to hail a taxi. The dad does a bad job. And then Hillary goes, hey, over here. And all the fucking perverts in New York pull right up. She gets like five taxis. super into jailbait all of New York City, apparently. At least the cab drivers.
That's crazy. Yeah, because she's probably, what, like 15?
She is 15.
And so we find out that her parents are divorced. Her mother is dating another man. She's a very hardworking lady.
Okay, hold on, hold on. This other man, his name is Sir. Yes. And do you know what? Yeah.
I don't think his name is Sir.
His name is not Sir.
No, his name is fucking Sir.
His name is not Sir.
No,
his name is Joe. Yeah. His name is Joe.
She calls him
and,
Sir.
But he refers to him as Sir throughout the movie because he is a retired Army general, yes. I believe. So he is a...
Also, it's weird to just, you know, your mom's dating this guy and not just call him Dad right off the bat. Not until you have a transformation with them, go on a wonderful journey at some point, which probably happens in this movie, but we'll get there.
So basically, after Kelly hails a cab for her father, she ends up going back home. She sees her mom and knocks over some fish. This happens because they're just kind of showing, oh, she's clumsy, just like her crazy dad. She's crazy.
I thought it was because she's
a fun-loving free spirit.
She's an obnoxious young lady who listens to no one, and she's in desperate need of structure in her life.
Now, yeah, I agree
with you. Spank
your
kids.
Absolutely. Now, as soon as this scene happens, the boyfriend comes home, and...
Sir. Call him by his name.
And they have a kissing scene. They kiss... It's so
Hillary Duff and Sir.
No, the parents, mom and the boyfriend,
and this voyeur is so sensual.
It's so sensual. You just see the mom and she's just like, all I can think of is, man, she wants the D. She wants it.
I mean,
and I'm just like,
she does get it. Spoiler alert. She gets it hard.
Spoiler. She does get it hard,
but.
Isn't the dad also in that scene?
No,
he's gone. He left. He was there earlier, and he leaves. Probably with the fish, because you never see the fish again.
Well, they didn't kill the fish. They made that clear.
Yeah,
they did.
The dad took the fish. He says, you can't take care of these fishes. You're terrible people. He sends them. He brings them to the rainforest, releases them later. Happens in a later scene.
So then you find out that the mom, now they're getting married. Mom is getting married to Joe.
Sir,
she's getting married to Sir, who is played by, I don't know if you want to look up the actor's name really quick, but
Brandon,
it's the guy from...
Cumshire.
No.
Rimshaw.
No, that's not his name. He was Reese Bobby in Talladega Nights, and he was also Bill Lumbergh in Office Space.
Yeah.
So he's been around
actor. He's been around, but he still is. I'm trying to think what else he was.
I can't think of his name.
He's Harvey Birdman, Harvey Birdman of all. Yes, he is.
And what got him the role is he was Kim Possible's dad.
He was Kim Possible's dad.
Was he? Oh, there you go.
He was Kim Possible's dad. Thank you, Richard. He has a lot of voice acting credits. He's also an Archer. These guys has a storied career.
Probably the most famous actor in the film.
Excuse me?
I think.
I mean, Hilary Duff is the star.
Yeah, but I don't... When was the last thing right now, currently? I don't see Hilary Duff in anything.
Oh, world traveler.
Well,
world tour, buddy.
Well,
get your tickets today.
So Joe and Mom are getting married.
Sir.
This is a very progressive film. Good on Disney.
Mom and Sir are getting married, and they're going to... And he's got this new job where he's going to be the principal, essentially, of this military school. So, of course, that means Kelly's got to go with them and go to this military school. So she's not happy. I mean, I don't think anyone would be really happy about this situation. I'll be honest. She was a lot more, Like, I would be way more pissed than she was.
I mean,
if I was
I
in
think
that situation.
It's because she knows deep down inside, after killing, like, 5 goldfish, she needs structure in her life.
But she didn't kill the fish. They made that clear.
Yeah, she said that she saved... Look.
The mom says, you saved most of them, and she says... I saved
She's
all
delusional.
Of them.
She's
delusional.
Yeah.
Yes.
She needs structure. She's a wild child, voyeuristic. Ugh, she's gross. Whole time, that kissing scene, that sensual kissing scene, she's recording them. I remember that. It's gross.
She's watching
she's
it.
She's not
she's watching,
she's
really
recording
intent,
it. She's saving it for future viewings. Ugh. Oh, Cadet Kelly, you pervert.
It's very
No wonder
creepy.
She's so familiar with all the taxi cabs in New York. Manhattans. Anyway, go on. She's at the school. Please.
So she gets to the school, and she's immediately a fish out of water.
The foreshadowing like, on that. Good one. You got that. Like the,
right? Yeah.
Craig, can I see your notes after the show? I want to make sure you didn't write that down.
That is exactly what I wrote down.
I wanted to make sure he did write it down, because that's just, you can't make that up.
So then, you know, she's like setting up her bed and whatnot, and all the people start talking about, oh, they got their captains, this hard ass, and everybody, you know, is afraid because they got stuck with this
Captain Stone,
and, who we later meet, and that is Christy Carlson Romano of Even Stevens.
Yes.
And Kim Possible.
And Kim Possible.
It's all I know her from.
I think it's all she's ever done. And had children. I mean, let's acknowledge that. Good on her. It's hard being a mom.
Yeah. We also get to see for the first time in the movie at this point, the hot guy. Which, for the rest of this, I plan on referring to him as Iceman.
Because, that's who that is.
It's Iceman from the X-Men from movies.
Top Gun.
Don't know his name.
Top Gun.
His name was Chad.
His name was Chad Ripley. No, Rigby. His name is Rigby. This is important later. Rigby. Chad Rigby.
Rigby Chad. Chad Rigby.
What was the name of the naked mole rat from Kim Possible?
Rufus.
Yeah. Rufus. Okay. I don't know why I thought of that, but Rigby, Rufus.
Because of a regular show. We'll get on to that, though. Don't worry about that.
Rigby. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's important later. Just go on.
So yeah, Captain Stone, her name is also Jennifer, is her first name.
Yes.
And, basically, Kelly sees all this stuff going on. It's very structured. And she's like, I'm going to change things. I'm going to make everything, you know, more fun and easygoing. Because I'm Kelly, and I am a bitch.
No, what? No, are you doing? She's a snowflake.
She's a free spirit.
Yes, thank you. She's the original one of a kind. She's a free spirit. She wants everyone to be happy. Is that so wrong?
You know what, though? But there are ways that, this is how I felt. The school has certain structures, and she's just like, I'm just going to change, I want to just change everything, and that's kind of, in my opinion, it's kind of messed up.
Is it?
I mean, look, we all want to be in a more free spirit, you know. Society, whatever, but that's how it is over there, and you know, it's a military.
So you think
school.
It's okay that like they force women to wear hijabs in other countries because that's just how they do it? That's fine. They can beat them with stones. That's fine. That's just how they do things over there.
You win. You win. Congratulations.
Yeah, look, Kelly is here to fight injustice. She sees injustice. She wants to, you know, tear it down. And granted, maybe it's not so much injustice as it is the structure she desperately needs in her life. But you know, hey, I get it. We've been there, Richard. You been there, buddy?
I was looking at my phone. I was trying to figure out who the lead boy was. He looks a lot like fucking Danny Rand.
He looks a lot like Danny Rand.
That's not him. That's what the hell is that guy's name? Or the Knight of Flowers.
That's why I said
Game
he looks like Danny Rand, not Danny Rand.
Loras Tyrell. Right,
look, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here. Danny Rand doesn't come until much later in the story.
Yes. So please move on.
I believe everyone's excited for a dance.
Basically, yeah, there is a dance coming, but I just wanted to put this bring this up really quick. Apparently, like I guess they were discussing things about Captain Stone at one point, and somebody mentioned that she heard that she wrestled a crocodile, and that was a thing that somebody said, and I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, I mean, because she did wrestle a crocodile. Why are you taking that away from her?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying it's. That just makes her sound so tough and scary.
She's gonna step on you if you don't watch yourself.
So I just want to point out to the fact that Craig has completely ignored Kelly's best friend.
Truest best friend.
And that comes out.
Her best friend at military camp.
That's Craig, literally the next part in the notes. It's there. He says, Kelly makes a friend who shows her the ropes. That's the note.
Okay.
That's right after the crocodile note.
Let's talk all about Carla.
That is her name, Carla, which I didn't write until like page 3 or something like because I did or some at some
tell
point.
Tell me all about Carla.
I didn't know her. Oh, wow. Not till page 3. Next page. So she meets this girl, and she's Carla, who becomes her best friend at the military school. She's kind of showing her the ropes and how things work at the school. there's a, I guess then there's a scene. Something happens with Kelly and Captain Stone, where they see Iceman together. They're both looking at him.
And they, Chad. His name's Chad. Fucking Chad. Stop calling him Iceman.
He's also Iceman.
We'll take Rigby. Both of her names. Chad and Rigby.
Well, they see Chad, and he's sexy as fuck. This is all in my notes.
Yeah, I honestly I don't remember him looking that attractive.
Well, to them, not you know, that's to them. They.
Craig is just really excited to see the 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, he's super into the 16-year-old boy. The Iceman. He can cool you down any day because he heats you up so much. And
I get it. So after that whole scene where, you know, Kelly ends up on Christy Carlson Romano's shit list and... you know.
Well, you know what? I bet if Kelly had a list, she'd be on it too.
Yeah, because they both hate each other at this point. Yeah, they both because Christy Carlson Romano is kind of a hard. Like I said, is a hard ass, and Kelly is this free spirit kooky girl.
So it's a nice little will they won't they throughout this whole movie, and I'm super into that.
And I also noticed
literary foils.
She continues to get in trouble for not following the protocol throughout the. Part of the movie, it's like the school does not teach her like what to do. Nobody's just showing her like, oh, you can't you know, do this kind of stuff. They just don't teach
I feel
her.
Like there's a reason for that.
She missed the orientation.
I feel like it's this right here, and this is I think this is what I was thinking throughout the whole movie, and I'm sure you guys did too, that this film is literally Full Metal Jacket that Disney remade, right? I'm not. I can't.
I've never seen Full Metal Jacket.
You guys are killing me, Richard. Please.
I guess you should have told us to watch Full Metal Jacket before watching this.
I've watched Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh my god, guys! You have to watch Full Metal Jacket. Well, I mean, you basically did. You watched the Disney remake called Cadet Kelly.
Well, see you guys next week for part 2.
We talk. We watch. Make. Oh, guys.
Yeah, it's too bad. I guess we didn't watch.
No, it's a movie. They share. The parallels are amazing. It doesn't matter. We can't discuss that now because you guys haven't seen it. So,
it's also too bad, Craig, that we don't have a friend who thinks ahead of these things and lets us know.
I'm supposed to let you guys know to watch Full Metal Jacket?
How are we supposed to know that this was a... This
is coming from the fucking guy who said, I didn't have to watch the movie. I watched it so many times years ago.
And so far, I'm the
And you didn't
here.
Think to say... Hey guys, watch Full Metal Jacket. The parallels will amaze you.
No, I didn't, because it's Full Metal Jacket. I understand why maybe you guys haven't seen Cadet Kelly, but Full Metal Jacket?
So back to the movie.
Yeah, no, I guess you guys would also be lost in military school since you've not seen Full Metal Jacket, just like Kelly.
I would be.
You just gotta mind your P's and Q's.
You think I'd be able to make it through one of those training exercises?
Yes, no, I believe in you.
Not a chance.
No, come on. Don't be like that.
So basically, this dance is coming up. That she basically shows up at the school and all, boom, there's a fucking dance. And Carla doesn't have a dress. Her new best friend doesn't have a dress. So Kelly's hooking her up. They go to her house. She picks out a nice dress. And Carla's looking fine, ready for this dance. And they're psyched. And, you know, Kelly is real psyched up because she wants, you know, that Ice D. Get it? Iceman. I didn't actually write that.
Chad.
Actually, I did actually write that. I did write Ice
Craig, D. Craig, you got to start writing down your jokes aside from that
one. That one can get thrown out because his name is Chad or Rigby. You can say she wants that big Rigby.
That Rig
D. That works too. Yeah.
There you go. And I guess she never completed the obstacle course during her training, so she's now she's being forced into completing that obstacle course before she goes to the dance because Christy Carlson Romano is just like, yo, you know, you can't go because I gotta get my Mac on, and if you're there, that wouldn't be too good. So she's trying to keep Kelly from going to the dance. And she has her, you know, complete the obstacle course. So she gives her little sidekick, Christy Carlson Romano's sidekick, Gloria is the one who's kind of training with her. I don't know what
if I remember correctly, this scene is important because it shows just how personable and wonderful Kelly seems to be. Kelly is the Goku of this series, where all of her enemies become her friends, and that starts off with Gloria, where she kind of just kind of pounds at that hard exterior to figure out, oh, look at this foreign bitch. She loves stars. We're best friends now. She's going to show me how to complete this obstacle course and get to the dance in time.
I really like the analogy that she's the Goku.
She's the Goku. Of this, she is the Goku. Carla's the Krillin. Tien's that one cat that shows up. Yeah, there's a cat earlier. That doesn't matter. Just like Tien. Anyway. She does the obstacle course. She completes it. She makes it to the dance in time, and they all have a good time.
But that's not what happens. She does complete it.
Okay.
But she starts running to the dance, and
she wants to get there in time.
She trips and falls and rolls down a hill, and now she's rolling down that hill and can't stop.
Oh no!
She stands up, and apparently can't stop.
Oh, no.
She runs a very far distance without being able to stop.
She probably has an ear infection. Threw her balance off.
Her balance is completely off and runs into the dance and right onto Captain Stone.
Oh, no! And her dress? And
now, in her beautiful dress.
Oh, but I bet it's brown, so no one notices, right?
White dress.
No! But everyone's like concerned for them both, right? Because this is a horrible accident.
No, buddy. Oh, no. Everyone's just pointing. They're laughing. No. They haven't seen something this funny in ages.
Oh, poor Kelly. She showed up in the dance in mud and everyone's laughing at her. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. They're not laughing at Kelly. They're laughing at Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh. Jennifer Stone?
Jennifer Stone.
Are they crazy? She's wrestled an alligator.
Crocodile.
Oh, boy.
Oh, a crocodile? You stupid muddy bitch!
She can't even take down an alligator.
Yeah, she likes to get down and dirty.
Oh, boy. So now it's the next day, and now she basically gets a nice stern talking to from her stepfather / principal.
Sir.
And this made her upset, even though, like, you know, it was kind of her fault. But I still don't understand how she could stop herself. If you watch this scene, she runs a very far distance without being able to stop. And she now she's upset. So then Christy Carlson Romano, I guess, goes into her and rips up her blanket or something. That happens.
Yeah, her rainbow blanket. She's, again, very progressive movie.
Except for
that scene where she tears up this rainbow blanket.
Also, speaking of progressive movies, we also didn't mention the fact that her friend, her best
Carla?
Friend, is black.
Yes, oh, Carla I'm sorry. Is this is 2019. I don't think I have to point out the race of people in movies.
Well, yeah, Hillary Duff
I think
is
we
white.
Do.
Carla is
because
is
you know
black.
What?
This, Gloria
this
is
movie
Hispanic.
Made the mistake. But do you know Kerpska? Kaska?
Yeah.
Do you know which character couldn't afford a dress to
the
dance?
One? I mean, she also comes from a rough family.
And you guys
that is also made very clear from the get-go.
And you guys are saying this is a progressive movie? They're stereotyping everyone.
They?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Who else has appeared in the movie? Can we name any of the other minorities? There's some minorities down the line, but I mean, we'll save those for later. That I think will blow Richard's argument out of the water. I think she just happens to be black and from a bad family. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't think they're stereotyping.
Yeah, I don't think they're stereotyping at all. She also has, like, confidence issues and, you know, she low self-esteem. Is that also a thing that black people have, Richard, you want to point out? Black people have low self-esteem?
I can't say that I have ever experienced this on a personal level.
Well, it's because you're a white man. I should probably check your privilege. Go on, Stu. Want to get back to where we're
all right, going? So next thing we know, mom's having a baby.
What?
She got that D. And
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. they're having the baby, and they're all excited. Kelly's all hyped. She's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be a big sister." And then and she also wants to get revenge on Captain Stone for ripping up her blanket.
Okay.
Because that was her favorite blanket.
This part of the movie where I have to... I'm sorry. This breaks all fucking reality for me because I remember this vividly. She pulls a prank. Yeah, she pulls a prank. Sneaks into her room at night.
Yeah, she glues something to her hair.
No.
Is that what she does? What did she do?
She painted her hair. Yes, with paints that her mother gave her to paint the little baby's room.
Oh, is that what... Because I couldn't tell what happened.
She painted her hair. She painted the back of her fucking head while she slept. And somehow didn't wake her up, and it was perfectly a fucking square on the back of her fucking head. I assume Captain Stone sleeps with her face in the pillow, and she sleeps like a rock.
Because she's, I get it, because her name is Captain Stone.
No, that's not it. It's because, wait, is that it?
Stone is a rock. Yep.
I can't be right.
So because of this, she ends up getting court-martialed. So she's got to go in front of... the whole student court, which is, run by a bunch of guys,
Chad.
Apparently.
It's just Chad.
And
it's
Chad.
Literally just Chad.
So
world's biggest prick. He's a prick.
So she's basically immediately declared guilty, and is put on as a punishment. Is now ends up being the drill team equipment manager.
Scud work.
So Scud, yeah. So she's like cleaning stuff for them, and doing crap stuff, and I think she gets like a call from her father. He's like in Africa or some shit. Where the hell is her dad?
In the rainforest. That's
in the rainforest. So next thing we know, Kelly is working on the equipment. She's shining some shoes, and she's singing. And Chad walks in. Oh wait, it says Brad. I wrote
maybe
Brad.
His name
is Brad.
Brad
or Chad.
His name is Brad.
is it Brad or Chad?
100%.
That's why I was going with Iceman.
Brad.
I'm jumping on the Brad chain.
Choo choo, pulling to station. It's Brad.
I knew it was Brad, but I was just calling him Chad because he's a total Chad.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means either.
What that means.
You don't know what Chads are?
Can't handle adult decisions.
It's the wrong name. Chad, I tell you that much. It's the wrong name for this character. It's Brad.
Yeah, it is the wrong name, but Chads are just, it's like the opposite of a virgin.
The opposite of a virgin.
You got the virgins, and then you got the Chad.
Okay, well, Richard, this is 2019, and I'm pretty sure if you want to not have sexual intercourse with someone, that's fine with me. And if you do, also good, just use protection. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. So,
thank you.
So, yeah,
so does that mean he's getting all the? Does that mean he gets tons of pussy?
I don't think he. So far, he's maybe gotten. I don't think he's gotten to. This is what I remember of the Brad character. He's an absolute asshole, and just kind of likes the attention for women. But I'm pretty sure he's a homosexual, which is fine, because he doesn't make a move on anyone. He just kind of lets them fight, and then he laughs about it.
It's like in that movie. You know, Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember all of Japan just kind of laughed at the idea.
Yeah, they just fought,
and they loved it. It's a good show. But then we're not here to talk about Godzilla. Not until Godzilla 2000, Disney produced.
We're also not here to put our hands on our desks near the microphone.
Yeah, I mean, boy, if I did that, I would get court-martialed and found guilty immediately, because that was...
Glad that's not me either.
Okay. So he sees her singing, and he's really taken back by the...
But I've been told Captain Stone's heart is mighty cold.
So he basically kind of wants... He sees it and starts to like her a little bit, because he likes her free spirit and her attitude.
He just likes the attention. We just went over this. He likes the attention. He wants to be known. He wants her to see her, because he already knows. He saw her looking at her, looking at him, looking at her. They had the whole race to salute him before. He wants his present known so she can shower him with more of that attention he so craves.
So next thing we know, there's already the first drill team meet where the drill team from what's the name of their school?
George Washington Military Academy for boys and girls of all ages.
So they have their first
and genders.
they have their first drill team meeting at some other high school. And at this point, I kind of realized I thought that the movie had become pretty much Step Up.
No, this is when the film takes a complete tonal shift and just becomes about hand-boning, which is crazy. It's crazy that this film about this girl going to a military academy just becomes a movie about hand-boning with rifles. It's crazy to me.
Now, I mean, I'm aware of hand-boning, and the only reason I'm aware of hand-boning is from regular
show.
It's
because of Rigby, who, guess what? Fucking captain of the hand-boning team. Richard, are you familiar with hand-boning?
Isn't that when you take a hamster and you put it in places where the sun doesn't shine?
Hand-boning is...
Yeah, where you basically... You slap yourself.
Oh, I thought that was something else.
Okay, that's enough. And the other high school is pretty kick-ass at hand-boning with rifles.
Better than me.
So Brad, at this point, is like, yo, we got to do something. We got to kick it up a notch. You know, we gotta, you know, because we got the big meat coming up.
What? It's coming up! tell me you wrote that one down.
I didn't write that one down. So at this point, Kelly kind of figures out. She's like, she starts to think she wants to join the drill team. I guess Gloria starts to train her a little bit in the art of the hand boning and spinning of the rifles.
And trivia. Don't forget trivia.
And trivia, apparently. And then there's next thing we know, there's a really good hand-boning. I wrote slap dance.
No, it's hand-boning.
But hand-boning is, you're right, it is hand-boning. There's a really good hand-boning scene with her and Christy Cross and Romano with Macy Gray playing in the background.
Can you really call it really good if it's hand-boning?
I thought it was a good scene. Yo, hey, Macy Gray was playing. It was good.
Can we just say it's really good for hand-boning?
It was really good for hand-boning.
Okay, thank you. We need those in there. Those modifiers. They mean a lot.
And then you know, Brad sees this while they're doing this scene. And they're kind of like, it's almost like they're fighting, but they're just hand-boning, I guess.
It's a ham-off. It's a ham-off.
They're having a ham-off. So they have the scene and Brad sees it and he's like, "Damn, girl, that's what we need for our team. That's what we need, and you two are gonna bring it, and we're gonna win the state championship or whatever the hell they're winning." And at that point, the friendship between Captain Stone and Kelly starts to form a little bit. You know, there's almost some mutual respect there. It's just kind of starting to form. The seeds are there from the big meat. Yeah.
No, they're not there yet. No. They're just
it's
not even that. It's Brad being a little the trickster he's known to be. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get these two ladies to fight each other for me some more by making them work together. Brad's an asshole.
So now that at this point, there's a time skip. Maybe seven or eight months. Mom's preggers as hell, and that's how you just know. She's big. Huge. It's been a while. Whoa. So, you know, which I don't even understand the point of really doing that. Maybe just because it's not, they didn't have the baby in the movie. So there really wasn't a point in making her like super pregnant.
There's a point.
It shows how much time has passed. And again, it shows. I believe.
So she's had that time to practice.
Yeah, and also there's a subplot going on here. I don't know if you missed it because you blinked, buddy.
With Sir becoming
a dad and not just a retired military general, because that's apparently all this guy is. He had one characteristic, and it's retired military general.
And he, yeah. he's not a good dad. Like, he always shakes her hand, Kelly's hand, as opposed to giving her a hug.
Yeah, just bad dad.
And she and Kelly's like, yo, you gotta, you know, you're gonna be a dad. You gotta give some love. You gotta hug. You gotta bring it in.
Skinship, buddy.
So, I totally lost my notes here.
Time skip.
And now dad, at this point, dad comes to visit. Dad's here. And dad is like ready to, he's excited. He's going to come see Kelly at the drill team, competition.
Hell yeah. It's a good dad right there. That's a good dad.
So not only that, but guess who also shows up? Her best friend that we kind of forgot to mention.
Her best friend or her truest best friend?
Her truest best friend. Her best friend from back home comes to visit. And she introduces everybody. She's like, hi, everybody. This is my truest best friend. And then Carla overhears it. And she's just like, oh, I guess I'm not your best friend. Now, I feel like, I mean, yeah, it kind of sucks because they became so close at the thing. But I feel like Carla should realize, like, you know, we've only known each other for like maybe, we'll say 9-10 months at most. And this truest best friend, she's probably known her whole life, or a good chunk of it. Because, you know, they went to school together. So I feel like it's kind of a little messed up on Carla to feel that way. But maybe Carla felt that they were closer.
Let's a little scenario here. Let's say me and you, Craig, we went out to get some ice cream, right? We're having a good time. A few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? That's a plane. Who's that? Who's that jumping out of it? Oh shit, Craig, look!
Hey
look.
Guys! It's Dunce
it's
number
there it
one!
It's my truest best friend!
What's
I
up, guys?
I fucking throw my ice
cream
on the floor.
Yo, Kerbska, give me some high fives! Give me some hugs, bud!
Slapping five with my truest best friend kicking fucking you in the nuts. Both metaphorically and physically kicking you in the nuts. How do you feel about that?
I probably would feel a little bad.
Miffed. Yeah?
Eh.
And Craig, remember, as I'm getting off the plane and high-fiving Casca, I'm not acknowledging you at all. I'm not even looking in your direction.
You're scum.
Yeah. I guess maybe.
How do you feel now?
All right. Well, that's a little messed up. Not even an introduce like, hey, buddy, this is my truest best friend.
That's
Carla.
What Kerbska says. Hey, Craig, this is my truest best friend
ever. I don't even do that,
though.
I say hello, everyone in the street. Hello, people in the street. This is my truest best friend. Don't even acknowledge Craig. You don't acknowledge him. Neither of us acknowledge him. Just kind of a general, hey, everyone, this is my truest best friend, Richard. Probably feel pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So heading into the competition, and Kelly's phone goes off. And I guess her dad was her dad, and he was supposed to be there. And she thinks something happened. She's worried about her dad because, you know. He's not there.
No. Where was he? Did she have any idea where he would be instead of like a dangerous extreme sport? Maybe.
What was he doing?
He's
climbing
rocks. He's rock climbing.
He went to the forest to take some pictures.
Rock climbing.
Rock climbing. So he's like, "Oh no! Like, what's going on? I hope Dad's okay." So she doesn't want to leave. But
you're forgetting that she got a phone call from him.
No, he said that. It's the first thing he said.
I did. Yeah, but it was also during the competition. So luckily, and then they all got mad at her because it's like, well, you had your phone on you the whole time? And it's like, I guess so. So then she doesn't want to leave, but she talks to Joe, her stepfather. And Joe's like, all right, this is important. We're going to go find your dad. So they hop into the car. And they go there, and they find dad's camera. She's like, "Oh no, his camera is here in his bag. I wonder where he is." Then
was it the camera too?
I think it was just.
I thought
the
it was just
bag.
The bag.
It was just the camera bag. Okay, well.
Yeah, because I remember.
Oh, because he probably had the camera with him.
Yeah, he was taking pictures. He wasn't just climbing rocks for fun over here. He's a professional. He's a professional doofus, buddy. Much like we'd
you
all.
Know,
like
maybe you know, something. Maybe I should have watched this movie in two sittings. And it would have sunk
that
in
or
better.
Just watched it years ago repeatedly.
Yeah, that might have done it too. So then they see Dad. Oh no, Dad's had fallen off this cliff, and there he is, laying conveniently passed out on a ledge. He just okay.
When they first showed the shot of him face down, I thought that he was in a pool of blood because around his neck was the camera strap, which was red. And my video wasn't the best quality, so I thought that was a fucking pool of blood, and he snapped his neck.
Who's to say it wasn't originally?
But he didn't. He didn't. He was just kind of laying there.
I got some good news, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Kind of comfortably, it looked like, actually.
In the year 2002, we couldn't digitally put blood into anything, so we just used red felt. So that was supposed to be his blood. I can see why you would get confused. Yeah, a little inside baseball. I took a TV production class during that time period.
So next thing we know, Kelly's like, "Oh, we gotta rescue him." Just like, "No, we gotta call people to come rescue." And Kelly's like, "No, I gotta do this. I can do this." And it's kind of a throwback to earlier during her training, where she was struggling to do the climbing, but now she's trained, and she's like, "I can do this. I can climb down this thing." So they rappel her down the cliff. She gets to him, and
really just thank God she went through all that medical training too,
because she just flips him over and he's fine, and that was it, because she doesn't do anything. He's just fine, and she basically wasted her time, because now they have to pull two people up when they were going to rescue her, because I forgot to say, there wasn't enough rope, so she gets to the end of the rope and she kind of just drops.
A leap of faith for her daddy, the good dad.
And she lands on the thing, and now, next thing, you know, they pull them both up, everybody's okay, and now Joe gives Kelly that hug that she'd been wanting, because he goes in for the shake, right? He goes in for the shake, and she says no.
She goes for... Oh, wait, you mean earlier?
No, he means right now.
No, just right now.
Does he put his hand out to shake?
Right now, she salutes. She salutes.
Oh, that's what happens.
And then he opens his arms.
There it is.
What a guy. And it's at that moment that Kelly realizes he's going to be a good dad. He's going to be a good dad.
And know what also is good?
Good dad.
The transformation is complete.
Now she has two dads.
She turns around, gives a handshake to her old dad. Fuck him. Just a little hit.
Does she do that?
She turns around, gives him a handshake, basically kicks the stretcher back down the mountain. She's done with old dad. She has new dad.
I have a truest and bestest dad now.
Yeah. Don't need this fucking piece of shit anymore. Boom. Never see him again. He's gone. Rest of the film.
Yeah, that's the you're
because he
not
fell
wrong.
Down the mountain that's and died.
This. So now Kelly has two dads and two best friends.
Just the one dad, pretty sure.
Just the truest and bestest dad.
And a truest and bestest
and a
friend.
Former alive dad, I guess.
Well, yeah. She kicked him down the
mountain. He's not gonna. I don't think he's gonna survive that the second time.
So now we go back to the thing. The
drill competition.
Hamboning competition. So their team is down now by 5 whole points.
That's a lot.
And they're like. No, then she comes back and they're like, "Yo, bitch, where the fuck were you?"
I didn't say that.
And
come
she's
on,
like,
"Disney Channel original film."
And then they're like, and she's like, "Yo,
come on,
bitch.
Craig, stop being
edgy. Stop it, bud. You're not impressing anyone.
Sorry.
Let's go back." They said, "Hey, come on, we lost 5 points because of you. Where have you been?
We weren't here. Yeah. Where you been?" She doesn't tell them.
Well, I mean, it would be committing a crime. You know, I killed my old dad. You really want to go around telling people that? I don't blame her. But luckily, fucking Chua's best good dad, number 2, has her back.
Yes, who's also the principal.
Yeah, no one's going to question the principal.
No.
Accomplice
to
the murder.
So now Kelly then apologizes to Carla and who, because earlier, I believe, Joe overheard or saw what happened when she talked about Chua's best friend.
Who the hell is
friend.
Joe?
So, the her dad.
Oh,
Sir. Sir saw what happened to Carla. And told her, she said, you know, she was probably upset. You should go apologize to her. So she goes and apologizes to Carla.
You can have more than one best
friend.
Only
one dad.
Yeah.
So next, Kelly and Christy Carlson and Romano go through their hand boning routine.
Oh my god, and it is amazingly beautiful, gorgeous.
And they fucking
they
kill
nailed
it. And they're playing, and they nailed it, and they're playing. One Girl Revolution again.
Oh,
again,
Reprisal.
It's a throwback right to the beginning.
Oh, here she comes again.
They use They throw in the ribbons again. It's a complete callback to the opening of the film. It's an incredible scene.
It's like life. It's just one big circle, huh?
It's just one big circle, and then they come in second place.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
They don't win the competition. What? They come in second place, and
what?
But they're still happy.
They're
going to
do it again
next
year. They're going to take first place, Christy. Carlson Romano.
They're gonna do
Hillary
it next
Duff,
year.
Taking it next, taking the trophy she's, next year, right? They're gonna.
But then, boom! She's not gonna be there next year because she's moving.
She's moving where? Why?
She's moving. Their following year, I don't remember.
Oh, because her dad got a new job.
Because her dad.
Oh, Cadet Kelly too. So here we come. Normal girl, Christy, or.
They do the reverse. They do the reverse. No. Cadet Kelly too. It's Christy Carlson Romano in
a regular school.
Because Christy Carlson Romano's last words of wisdoms were, "You should try to be a platoon leader."
So it's like a little. Oh my God, she becomes Kelly. It's fucking Freaky Friday. They Freaky Friday the whole situation.
She just wants Kelly to be great. And
no, I'm pretty sure she Freaky Friday the whole situation.
They both have mutual respect at the end of the movie.
Pretty sure they just Freaky Friday the whole thing. What? They Freaky Friday. They switch places. They Freaky Friday the whole thing.
In this movie?
Yeah. At the end.
So you're telling me that Kelly is now Christy Carlson Romano. And she's
Yeah.
And that was her way of getting out of military school. So now she can go home.
Well,
no,
not literally. They didn't literally Freaky Friday. Don't be, come on. You know what I meant.
I'm confused.
Well, actually... We can't even take anything for certain because at the end of the movie, she says, at least my version of it.
Oh, you fucking. Oh.
I don't remember everything. I don't remember what people were wearing.
Is that fucking Mr. Robot?
So she just completely. It's Mr. Robot. She completely kills her credibility as the narrator.
I don't remember that part of the film. If I did, I tell you what, I wouldn't fucking like it. This was the worst movie. You killed this movie for me. You know that? Unreliable narrator is my biggest of any media.
I'm sorry that you didn't watch the full film until like the last 2 seconds. But in the last 2 seconds, she just basically kills her credibility.
I mean, I'm sorry if I'm too busy crying.
She
every time,
that,
too busy crying, I don't hear those last 2 seconds over my sobs. Because first it's happy crying, then it's sad crying, then it's a little bit happy again, and then it's sad because she's leaving.
They really, like, just they throw that curve.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
At the end. It is.
First she saves her dad, then her dad's dying, and then they save him again, and then they don't win, but they won, and then they didn't win. And then next year, and then no, it's not happening. And then it was all a fucking lie? Whatever. Go on.
I'm sorry.
Shit. I fucking. Who cares? I don't.
Well, maybe it was. I wouldn't say it's a lie. It was just her. It was just her recollection.
She's no fucking shit. She's always a fucking bullshit. Oh, she's the worst. She needs structure in her life. This fucking little bitch. Whatever. I'm sorry. It's fine.
So overall, though, what did you guys think
fucking
of the
loved
movie?
It in the last 2 seconds, I guess.
I did not love all of it. There were some scenes where it was very awkward, especially when they do the dancing part or whatever it's actually called. Ham boning. Because they just like do so many cuts. Like there's like 5 cuts in the course of like 3 seconds. And it is the most insane thing to watch in the world.
Expect? It's a garbage movie for garbage people. So
you're right. I don't know what I expected.
He expected the highest of quality.
It's a garbage movie.
The highest of quality Disney original
little
film.
Little trash. Desert belongs in a dumpster.
And, you know, if Cadet Kelly had made it to the big screen, it might have been better quality,
well, you think they'd rewrite it?
You never know.
You never know. The big screen, they rewrite the last 2 seconds?
I'm not sure.
So maybe like my movie again? You think?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it again.
Did you see the last 2 seconds?
But where she said that she lied? Yeah, I did see the last 2 seconds.
Did it invalidate that for you, the whole fucking film? Did it invalidate it?
No, not.
Okay, well.
Not particularly.
Different people.
I guess so. Yeah. Is that it? Are we
fucking hope so.
Are we done with this the podcast here.
I know I'm done with this movie.
We're done with
tell you that much.
We're done with this movie. Well, obviously, the ending there wasn't too great. Hall movie was garbage.
All right.
Well,
whole movie was garbage. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you all watch Full Metal Jacket for next week.
Yeah, we should. We should
watch Full Metal Jacket. This movie is based off of that one. I'm pretty sure that other one's also a fucking lie. It's all garbage. All movies are just fucking stories.
Life just is a lie.
Bullshit stories people try to sell you. They don't care. They just want your money. With the posters and the lunchboxes and the original soundtrack. It's a fucking... Whatever. It's cool. We're done here.
I think we're done here. I think we're good. I gotta just say thank you.
Great.
So thanks everybody for listening. This is our first episode of the Disney Dunces. My name is Craig Stu, dunce number 2.
I'm Richard, I'm dunce number 1.
I'm Casca, and I'm kind of done with this.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Later.